धनं वेल्थ कस्या टू होम
न
भवति
डज
नॉट हैपन. सो दिस मनी कमिंग एंड गोइंग इट कैन कम टू एनीबडी, एनीबडी कैन बिकम रिच, बट ओनली अ गुड मैन कैन हैव द रिचनेस ऑफ हॉस्पिटैलिटी. Probably he means that Vasanta Sena is a good person like that, because in spite of having wealth and all that, she has that hospitality in her heart. Yaha whosoever pujayitum,
to respect.
Api also.
Janati.
Pujayitum api janati. Okay. Puja, where is na? There is no na. In the Tikakara puts a na there. Someone says, okay, yaf puja yutum api na janati, you have to say. In the verse, you have to say, yaf puja yutum api na janati, sa puja vishesham api janati. Like that you have to put, okay? Otherwise, both positive.
पूजा
विशेषमपि the particular process of hospitality also
janati knows.
You see, here is a person, he knows when somebody comes home we should respect the guest. He knows that. Anybody who knows that much will also know
how to
respect the person. That is Vasanta Sena, because she knew that Sarvahaka is a guest and therefore he should be respected, and she also knows how to respect by giving asanam and taravanta, and if he has some fear of a rich man, I help him to get rid of that loan and all that. Vasanta Sena. Then what? Like that she is saying. Something is going on. Samvahakaha. Okay, that story he started telling. What happened after that? Because he did not complete yet. He said, I was born and brought up in Pataliputram, the son of a sarpanch there, of a village. From there I came down to Ujjaini, and I have trained myself in massaging as a kala, as an art. Now I am compelled to use it to make some money for living. And therefore I joined with Arya Charudatta, and so do some massaging to Arya Charudatta on a daily basis, and he will pay some money. Like that I am living. But now Arya Charudatta became bankrupt, and so I also became bankrupt, something like that. So that is the story. It was in the middle. So she is asking, okay, then what? Now she is more interested. Earlier, Cheti was asking on her behalf. Now it is not Cheti who is asking, directly she is asking. Tataha tena aryena
samuktihi
paricharakah krutosmi. So I have this art of massaging and I came here. Then that great man, Charudatta, made me a worker in his home. Some uttihi. Utti is a salary. He used to give some salary also to me. Charitriyavasheshecha tasmin. Jyutopajivi. Asme samvruttaha. So he became bankrupt. All my wealth is gone. Only charitriya is left with him. Charitriya means good qualities are left, good conduct is left with him. He became like that. All money is gone, only good qualities are left. Then he cannot pay me anymore. Therefore I thought I can make some money in gambling. And therefore I became a regular gambler. Okay? Tataha bhagadheyavishamataya
tasya suvarnam
yute haritam సో దెన్ బికాస్ ది లక్ హ్యాస్ రివర్స్డ్ భాగధేయ విషమతయ ఇన్ ది బ్యాక్ గ్యాంబ్లింగ్ ఐ లాస్ట్ 10 gold coins. ఓకే
Mathura.
At that time Mathura came to the door. Now the door is kept open, you know. So he arrived there with the blood drops and all that. He found the way and arrived there. How? Utsaditosmi mushitosmi. So he is shouting so that people inside will hear him. I am cheated. I am robbed. Utsaditosmi, I am cheated. Mushitosmi, I am robbed. Like that he is shouting. So that inside people will know about this guy who has entered inside. Samvahakaha.
Etautau. Sabhikadyutakarau. Mamanusandhattaha.
So he now shows them. You look at that, those two fellows who are standing outside near the door. These are the two people. One is a regular gambler and the other is the secretary of the gambling house. And they are coming after me. They are chasing me. Sampratam Shrutva.
Sampratam Shrutva.
Arya Pramanam.
Arya Pramanam.
So you have now heard what I said. I am telling you the truth. And you are the person to judge the truth of what I said. Arya Pramana. You are the person to judge the truth of what I said. Okay? Vasanta Sena.
Vasanta Sena.
Madanike.
Madanike.
So she is addressing the servant maid. Vasapadapa Visam Thulataya.
Vasapadapa Visam Thulataya.
Visam Thulataya.
Visam Thulataya.
Pakshinaha.
Itastatopi.
Ahindante.
Ahindante.
So she says, there is a tree there. Inside the compound, there is a tree. And that tree has become dry. Dry because summer heat, whatever, it has lost all its fruits, flowers and leaves and became dry. And therefore, the birds which live on that tree, so they are running here and there. They cannot sit on this tree anymore. Okay? What she means by that? You know what does it mean? The tree is Charudatta. And he has become dry, means no wealth left. And therefore Samvahaka and other birds are flying. That is what she means. Hanje, Odiyar Padanika, Tadgeccha. Therefore you go. Go there. Etayoho, Sabhikadyotakarayoho, Ayamaryaha,
Evapratipadayati,
Itam Hastavaranam, Mondehi. So 10 gold coins he owes. Therefore, she took out one of her gold armlet. Bracelet or armlet?
One
of
these.
Bracelet. What is armlet? Oh, this is armlet. This is bracelet. So she took out one bracelet. And that will cost more than 10 gold coins. So she gave it to her. Give it to them. Don't tell Vasanta Sena gave. Tell that. The great man, the gentleman, Samvahaka has given it. Like that you tell them. They need not come inside, they take that one and go. Okay? Iti hastat katakamakrushyam chetyav prayachyati. So she says this and takes out the bracelet and gives it to the servant man. Cheti, Grihitva. So she took the garment. Yadarya Ajnapayati. Okay, I will do as the madam has asked me to do that. Itinishkranta. So she walks away. Okay? Now, దెన్ ఔట్ సైడ్ మాథురా అండ్ సఫిక మాథుర ఉత్సాదితోస్మి ముషితోస్మి
ఉత్సాదితోస్మి
హాస్ నాట్ యెట్ గెట్ హిస్ మనీ యు నో దేర్ఫోర్ హీ ఇస్ షౌటింగ్ ఐ ఆమ్ చీటెడ్ ఐ ఆమ్ రాబ్డ్ చేటి ఉపగమ్య
స్టూడెంట్
నియర్ హిమ్ నో నాట్ యెట్ షీ సేస్ యథా ఏతౌ ఊర్ధ్వం ప్రేక్షేతే సో షీ లుక్స్ అట్ దీస్ టూ గైస్ అవుట్ సైడ్ ది గేట్ దే ఆర్ లుకింగ్ అప్ ఊర్ధ్వం ప్రేక్షేతే సేయింగ్ ఐ ఐ చీటెడ్ ఐ ఎమ్ లాస్ట్ లైక్ దట్ దే ఆర్ లుకింగ్ అప్ ఓకే అండ్ ఆల్సో దీర్ఘం నిశ్వసితః
దీర్ఘం నిశ్వసితః
దే ఆర్ రిలీజింగ్ ఇట్ long painful bursts of air
they are sighing
painfully vicharayatah so they are thinking what to do now we lost money what to do abhilapatascha they are talking among themselves something are we must have gone inside this only like that they must be talking ద్వారనిహితలోచనౌ భవిష్యతః because she doesn't know those two fellows, you know.
Yes.
From these symbols, or from these signs, she concludes that these are the two, Savika and Jyotakara. Arya, then Upagamya. So she went near them. Arya Vande.
Arya Vande.
So he said, dear sir, namaskar, like that she said. Sabika is the chief of the gambling place. She has to do it to Sabika. So she is asking among you two, who is Sabika? You see, and Darshan was invited to a program and to give lecture. And he came. So the program will start like this. The guests are brought out to the stage. And then Deeparadhana. And all the people on the stage are given some flowers, this and that. Then somebody introduces, and finally the Adhyaksha, the chief of the Adhyaksha is there. He tells, now we will listen to the lecture by such and such. So he got up and went to the podium and says, my pranams to all Savikas. Okay. And in that place, I was there, not recently, 30-40 years back. And some other Sanskrit scholars were there. They were all laughing. And the people around, they are looking at these people. Why they are laughing? What is wrong with them, they think. But they don't know that he is talking some silly thing. So please remember, never address people as Sarikas. You should not address as O Savikas. You have to address as O Sabhasada. Sabhayam Sedanti. It is Sabhasada. Like that you have to address. You cannot address as O Savika. Like that you should not. Because Savika is not the people in the meeting or in the Sabha. Savika is not people in the Sabha. Savika is a gambler. That is all. మాధురా అధరేణ
రతదష్టదుర్వినీతేన
జల్పసి మనోహర వచనం ఆలోకయంతి కటాక్షేణ. సో హీ డజంట్ ఆన్సర్. వై షుడ్ హీ ఆన్సర్? ఐ ఆమ్ దిస్ అధికార. వై షుడ్ హీ సే? హీ ఈజ్ నాట్ ఇంట్రెస్టెడ్ ఇన్ అ యంగ్ లేడీ. హీ ఈజ్ ఇంట్రెస్టెడ్ ఇన్ దట్ సవార్క హూస్ టు పే వెరీ గుడ్. ఓకే. తను మధ్యే అగైన్ విల్ సే కస్యత్వం తను మధ్యే అధరేణ రతదష్ట దుర్వినీతేన జల్పసి మనోహర వచనం ఆలోకయంతి కటాక్షేణ తను మధ్యే. ఓ బ్యూటిఫుల్ యంగ్ లేడీ. He addresses her. She is quite young and beautiful, you know. Tvam you kasya. Whose woman you are. She must have been married to some guy. Yeah. So he is like a Trump, you know. He is talking about it. So, rata dashta durvinitena. Kissed by a young man, and not knowing politeness. Then he was hurt. She asked him, "Who are you? Who is Sabika among you two?" Like this she asked him. And she obviously looks like a servant child. Therefore he did not like it. So he is telling her, "So you seem to be very young and very beautiful. I am sure your lips were kissed by some young man, and because you are talking without politeness, like that he is saying, Jalpasi Adharena, with the lower lip, Jalpasi you are talking. So she was talking, you know, while she was talking, so he is addressing, he is describing her lower lip, saying somebody must have kissed. Must be kissing your lower lip, and you don't know the politeness, and you are talking like that. He is saying, "Katakshena," with the side glance, "Alokayanti," looking at me. Looking, so you are looking at me with the side glance. Okay, Manohara Vachanam. Very attractive words. Jalpasi, you are talking. Now you tell me what better dialogue you can expect from a gambler. that is how a gambler talks, right? The poet, he knows how to present the human nature. He doesn't put great words in the gambler's mouth. He puts good words in Samvahaka's mouth, not in gambler's mouth, you know. Savahaka is a good guy, but because Charudatta became bankrupt, he went into this gambling thing. Whereas these fellows, to begin with, they are gamblers, and he is the chief of the gambling house. Kasyatvan tanu madhye. Adharena rata dashta durvinitena. Yalpasi manohara vachanam. ఆలోకయంతి కటాక్షేణ. You see the reason for him to talk like that, you know the reason? The reason is that area is Vaishyavatika. It is the area where concubines live. And she looks very well dressed, and it is already evening and night time. She is looking for a partner like that, she thought. And therefore, that's why he talked like that. Because he assumed like that. Because the area is like that and the time is like that. And also he is anxious to find Samvahaka. And instead of Samvahaka coming out, this young lady comes out and she picks up a dialogue with him. She picks up a conversation with him. What she got to do with these people? Therefore, he jumps to a conclusion and talks like that. That's why one should not jump to a conclusion. Because whenever you jump to a conclusion, you will make a mistake. You should not go to the conclusion. That space you should have. It is suggested, of course it is suggested by modern management people only. Because the manager, suppose he jumps to a conclusion, then what happens? He has to take back that conclusion. That becomes problem. So then otherwise he has to apologize and all that. So one should not jump to conclusion. Therefore it is recommended in the four rings. What we do? We just jump from the seat, go to the phone console, pick up the receiver and put in the ear and talk. We don't lose time. It is suggested, don't do that. In the phone rings, you walk slowly, go to the phone, stand there, count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and then lift the phone and say hello. Then you can answer more balanced way, without in a rush. Generally, people, I too do that mistake. I rush to the phone and therefore I may end up saying something wrong by jumping to unnecessary conclusion. So like that. He has done like that. In reality, she came to give him money. Instead of talking politely with her, he talks with her like that. And so he is saying, Nasti mama vibhavaha.
Nasti mama vibhavaha.
Anyatra vraja.
Anyatra vraja.
He says, I don't have any wealth left in me, I don't have any money, you go to somebody else. That is what he is saying. Because the place is like that. That, and he jumped to a wrong conclusion. Cheti,
yadi
idrushani nanu mantrayasi,
yadi idrushani nanu mantrayasi,
tadana bhavasidyota karaha,
tadana bhavasidyota karaha.
She concludes wrongly. She says, if this is the way you talk, then you may not be the gambler. You may be somebody else. Asti kopi yushmakam dharakaha.
Asti kopi yushmakam dharakaha.
Then she put it the other way. Among you two, is there somebody who has to collect some money, who is a debtor? Is there somebody among you who has to get some money from a deity? Like that she asked. Māturaha, asti.
Asti.
Yes, among us two there is one such person. Dasha suvarnam dharayati.
Dasha suvarnam dharayati.
So one of us owes, one of us has to get from the other person 10 gold coins. Kintasya.
Kintasya.
So what about to that person? Suppose you know who is that person, then what happens? Suppose I have to get 10 coins, or he has to get 10 coins, and you know among the school, who has to get 10 coins, you know, then what happens? And until she says, he won't reply, okay? Cheti.
Cheti.
Tasya karanat.
Tasya karanat.
Arya.
Arya.
Idam hastavaranam.
Idam hastavaranam.
Pratipadayati.
Pratipadayati.
Nahi nahi.
Sa
eva pratipadayati.
Sa eva pratipadayati.
She forgot already. She first said, because of that loan, that debt, our Madam Vasanta Sena is presenting or giving this bracelet. And then, what they say, nalika karchukune. Oh, mistake. No, only that person only. He has to remember that person name also. Or maybe she is saying like that because he happens to be one whom she loves. It is also possible, we will see. Therefore, she says, that person only is giving you this gold ornament. Māturaha
sahasraṅgrihītvā.
With a lot of joy, he took it immediately. This Māthura, he is the sabhikaha. Are
vaniṣyasitam
kulaputram.
Vaniṣyasitam kulaputram.
You know, earlier he called him Vidhavaputra, Nishchali putra. Like that he called him names.
the son of Avesha and all that. Bad names he called. Now he says he is a young man of the very respected family. Because he has paid back the money, you know. In fact, gave him more than 10 coins. Because this will cost so much. Therefore he says, suddenly he becomes a Kulaputra. Please tell on my behalf to that a person, Samvahaka of respected family, what Bhutastava Gandaha.
Bhutastava Gandaha.
Gandaha is loan, debt. It is second. Agachya punaha.
Agachya punaha.
Dhyotam Ramaya.
Dhyotam Ramaya.
You are now, earlier he said, I am dismissing you from this club, but now he is reversing the order. You are welcome to the club anytime. So please come back, because he may have some more arguments, you never know. Or he may collect some more money from Vasanta Seja, who knows. Therefore, you are welcome to our house, I mean our club house. And I request you, Master, have a nice journey. Have a nice day. Oh.
Thanks, sir. Okay. Sorry for this, sir.
Okay. So, please come back. But this time, he has to bring some more gold and come back. And enjoy the gambling in our club again. Iti nishkrantau. He sent that message and both of them left. They got what they wanted. They don't mind a little beating this way. Very routine things. What is there? He is our friend only. If he doesn't beat, who else will beat? Hey brother, you beat me, I don't mind. Come, let us play cards. Like that. No, no, you call me bad name. That is nothing. It was said like that. You don't bother about all that. You abuse me, 10 times more you abuse me. Okay, finish it and now let us play. Like that. The gamblers are like that. Gamblers are best friends. Among themselves, they are best friends. Cheti Vasanta Senam Upasrutya.
Vasanta Senam Upasrutya.
She came back to Vasanta Sena. Arye
Parituṣṭau
Gatau.
Parituṣṭau Gatau.
Sabhikadyotakarau.
Sabhikadyotakarau.
Madam, they were very happy. They received the bracelet, Sabhikadyotakara. They have left. Vasantasena
tadgichyatu
adya bandhujanaha samashvasitu. So he says, then he says, tadgichyatu, you go. She is releasing her. Now you go. So today, adya bandhujanaha samashvasitu. The idea could be, we'll see how it develops. Vasanta, Madanika, she is indebted to Vasanta Sena. This system is there in India in those days. Even till recently it is there. Vetti Chakiri. Recently it is there. It is not slavery. It is a bonded labor. Therefore, suppose I owe you say 1,000 rupees. I don't have 1,000 rupees to give. I will work with you for 6 months. For 6 months I have to work. I should not go anywhere else. I have to be a very obedient servant for 6 months. That will release me from my bondage. This is called bonded labor. The Madanika happens to be a bonded labor for Vasanta Sena. Okay? And therefore, she has a family members are nearby, somebody must be there for her own house. And she has to come every day morning to Vasanta Sena's palace and help Vasanta Sena till in the evening. In the night, she has to go back. That is the scheme. So she is saying, okay, enough is enough. You have done a day's job, please go back. And all your family members, they must be waiting for you. Let them be happy. This is what Vasanta Sena is saying. Okay? Samvahakaha.
Samvahakaha.
ఆర్యేవం తదియం కళా హరిజన హస్తగత క్రియతాం. సో హీ ఈజ్ ప్రపోజింగ్ టు హర్, మేడం ఐ నో మసాజ్ ఆర్ట్, ఐ విల్ టీచ్ దట్ ఆర్ట్ టు మదనిక, ఇట్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ మై హ్యాండ్స్ దట్ ఆర్ట్, షీ హ్యాపన్స్ టు బి యువర్ సర్వెంట్ పరిజన, ఐ విల్ ట్రాన్స్ఫర్ దట్ ఆర్ట్ ఫ్రమ్ మై హ్యాండ్స్ ఇన్ టు హర్ హ్యాండ్స్, దట్ విల్ దెన్ షీ విల్ బి హెల్పింగ్ యూ, షీ విల్ బి మసాజింగ్ సమ్ షోల్డర్స్ అండ్ ఆల్ దట్, అండ్ హీ విల్ బి సర్వింగ్ యూ, దట్ వే ఐ విల్ బికమ్ ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ ది డెట్. He is indebted to her, you know, because he cannot pay them any amount at all. So that is what he is suggesting. So, Aryevam. So, if this be so, Tadiyankala Parijana Hastagata Kriyatam. So, my art is there. Let it be put in the hands of your servant maid. That is my thing. Or, the Tikakara says, you can interpret, you can understand the verse differently also. Make me your servant, and I will do massage to you. He can do too. He can press her legs and her hands and all massage, he can do to her. Yeah, nothing wrong in it. He can do, he can be a servant and do the massage. Maybe he is suggesting that way also. Is it possible that the man can do massage to a woman? Is there such a thing? Then he can do nothing wrong in it. He is offering his services to her directly. The sentence can be interpreted that way, in which case, I am the Parijana. I am the Parijana to you. Parijana is servant to you. Or in another way, I will teach you what the servant maid. She will do massage to you. So you will have a masseur within your court. That is the advantage. He is offering. Vasanta Sena Arya Yasya Karana Aryam Kala Shikshyate Sa Eva Aryena Susrushita Purvaha Susrushita Vyaha. He is addressing him, Arya, for whose sake you have employed this art earlier. You continue to employ this art for the service of that gentleman only. Her meaning is, I will take care of your financial need. I will give the salary. You continue to serve Sarudatta with this art form. Beautifully he is building up a nice scheme, you know. It will be going like this. It will be so big natakam. In Sanskrit literature, this is the biggest drama. Avijnana Shakuntalam, etc., they are smaller in size. This is the bigger in size. Samvahakaha Svagatam. So she is telling, he is saying to himself, Aryaya Nipunam Utyadishtosmi. She has refused his offer, you know. How she refused, how cleverly she refused me, that is what he says. Instead of refusing in a different way, she refused my offer in a very clever way. By continuing, no, you continue to serve the same master like that. That is what he thinks. Prakasham. So outward he is saying like this. Arye Ahametena Yotakarapamanena Shakyashramanako Bhavishyami. So he says, these Dhyuta, these gamblers have beaten me, they have abused me, and they have thrown me on the ground, and they have beaten with a stone, I got blood, and that blood has flown. After this, so there is a grand vairagya in my heart. Great vairagya. I don't have any more interest in worldly things. I will become a monk. In those days, this is BC 200 or 300, Bhagavan Buddha lived in BC 500. Bhagavan Buddha is called Shakya Muni. The Muni is the meditator,
and belonging to Shakya clan. Shakya clan, that is his father, etc., Bimbisara and all that, they are Shakyas. And so Bhagavan Buddha has introduced a scheme of making people to sannyasa. And they take to life of sannyasa and meditate. That was the Buddha's religion. Buddhism is already very popular in that area. Later Buddhism went out of India, but at that time there is Buddhism all around. And therefore he says, I will take to life of a Buddhist monk. That is what he is suggesting. In Buddhism, once becomes a monk, he can remain a monk for some time and can come back to samsara. That is allowed. Buddhism, it is allowed. In Vedanta, generally, it is not allowed. In Vedanta, not allowed. But in recent times, it is, whether we allow it or not, it is happening in Vedanta. So they go to Vedanta course and study for three and a half years or 4 years. Or in some other places, the course is only 2 years. Like Chenwa Mission, 2 years course they do. And then they come back and start join a job or get married to a lady, etc. So you go into Vedanta and come out of Vedanta back into samsara. That kind of thing. That is okay, no problem. There are cases, good number of cases. They go to Vedanta, study Vedanta, and then they take to sannyas. Very young people. And these Mahatmas are in a hurry to give to sannyasa. Ramakrishna Mission has a method. They want to give to sannyasa up to 12 years they want to give. 12 years. In Hyderabad, the Swami Paramarthananda used to be there. He is also called Paramarthananda, he is no more. When a brahmachari comes, joins the order, first 2 years only one work for him, that is the lawns and the garden work. There is a garden in the Ramakrishna Mission. Trees are there, plants are there. And so in India the lawns etc. is not a big issue. Lawns is here only. So he has to take care of that garden. He will not have any servants. Just supervising servants is not the, he is the servant. And Paramarthananda used to visit, go for a walk in the garden and check whether every tree, plant, everything is watered or not. And if there is some gap, he'll come here, put a tree, plant here. Like that for 2 years only long this garden work. He should appear for Harati both morning and evening. And there will be meditation, 1 hour meditation. Ramakrishna, he has to sit in meditation. He has to do all that and garden work. And some food will be given to him. And when he is satisfied that he is doing, and some study also he has to do, over and above all this. He used to put them to toughest training. And like that. Then he gives a better room. And then he need not do garden work now, he can study and do some service, like 12 years. That's why they don't find many monks of Ramakrishna order. Because there, before he is given sannyasa, he has to pass through all these rigors for 12 years, out of which 10 years in the branch. And he passes 10 years there, 2 years he will be sent to Belur. And then he has to stay in Belur for 2 years in training. And then they do sannyas. Now 12 years gone like that, even if you push him away, he will not go anywhere. He will stay there only. Like that. So I said all this. I don't know whether this Samvahaka, he goes into sannyasa and comes back and marries Madanika, or he wanted to become a sannyasi, but that idea he drops and then marries Madanika. I don't know what is going to happen, but let us see. He got Vairagya. You see, one Mahatma, he advises Brahmacharis, the sadhakas, you worship Vairagya Devaha. He says that. Because these guys, they worship Gangayam, Gangadire Gangadasaha. It is Lakshmi, it is Ramanami, they worship Rama. Some Shodashopachara Puja. And then Krishna Ashtami, worship Krishna. Don't study Ramayana, worship Rama. Don't study Gita, or don't follow Gita properly. Worship Krishna. Then Ganesh Bhagavan, worship Ganesha. Then Lakshmi Puja, worship Lakshmi. Mahatma says, stop all these worships and worship the day, God of Vairagya. Vairagya Devaha. From today onwards, worship Vairagya Deva. What a beautiful vision it is. And after worshipping Vairagya Deva for 1 year, then worship for 1 more year Bhakti Devi. 1 more year you worship Bhakti Devi. And then you worship Jnana Devaha. That is your God. So when you, and he says, when you worship Vairagya Deva for some time, and then worship Bhakti Devi, and then finally worship Jnana Deva, so what happens is all these worships will make that Atma into Brahma, and so you now have the Brahma's blessing. That is the worship he recommends. How is that? That is the real Vedanta. That is Swamakrananda Maharaj. That is real Vedanta. Amazing vision. So now you tell me, Akhandananda, is he saying yes to God or no to God? He is saying no to God the way you conceive. He is saying yes to God the way Vedanta visualizes. He says like that. Amazing. He says, the vision and life. If the vision is there, you don't practice in life. If they do not come together, the vision and life, if they do not come together, your vision is wasted, your life is wasted. Yes. Both are wasted. Wonderful vision, you know. That is the real vision. Vision is wasted, life is wasted. Both are wasted. So, our people, every 15 days they come with a new worship, all Puranic worships. This happened in the last 1,000 years. And therefore now it is parampara. We have got a title to that. Tradition, another title. So give all these titles. All through the year he is worshipping only different idols, different forms and names, names and forms. And then sits in the Gita class or Vedanta class, like Sadarshanam, or Upadesha Sahasri, or Brahma Sutra, where the Namarupa are rejected outright. How will you reconcile the two? If the vision is there, he will be able to reconcile. If the vision is not there, they will be contradicting all the time. So what they do, you know, they give up the Brahma Sutra, that they give up, and hold on to some of these idol worships. And if somebody like me says idol worship, they object to that also. Why do you say idol worship? I say, that is what you are doing. No, no, we are not worshipping idol. We are worshipping Ishvara. Okay, I appreciate that bhavana is there. You are worshipping with bhavana. But you are worshipping idol only. Isn't it so? Or am I wrong? How do you say? What do you people say? It is called idol worship. You may, worshipping action is idol. Bhavana may be Ishvara. God bless you. Bhavana is Ishvara, it's okay. Suppose it becomes mechanical, then it is idol worship only. Therefore, people have to think about it. Pratima sthola buddhina. Idol worship is recommended in the beginning. All Mahatmas uniformly said this. One Ramatirtha said, Vivekananda said, Smritikaras said, everybody said. In the beginning there will be that should not be the summum bonum, that should not be the ultimate. Chalo, I have digressed, I have gone into a different topic. But you see, Vairagya Devaha, he has become a virakta, and now he wants to become a sannyasi, Shakya Sramanakaha.
మేడమ్, యూ ప్లీజ్ రిమెంబర్ దిస్ వన్ సెంటెన్స్ ఐఎమ్ సేయింగ్, యూ రిమెంబర్ దిస్. గాడ్ నోస్ వెన్ what will happen. There used to be a gambler called Samvahakaha. He is a masseur also. Gambler masseur. He has become the Buddhist monk. Please remember this. Please don't forget it. Just remember this much. Asanta Sena Arya Alam Saha Sena. Dear sir, please don't do that kind of a rash action. Sahasa is rash. Don't become a sannyasi so quickly, think about it. Just somebody beats your healing and so he becomes sannyasi. So loses in the gambling, gets beaten and so becomes sannyasi. Take easy. You can become sannyasi later. Why is the hurry? Samvahakaha Arye Kruto Nishchayaha. So I am wrong. That Samvahaka loves Madanika, I am wrong, I think. But he puts like that. He says, madam, I have decided. Now there is no going back. So Madanika may be loved by somebody else. It could be that somebody else will come, somebody else will come. You need to have a young man to love Madanika. Like Vasanta Sena loves Charudatta, some other character. There is a Sharmilaka we heard, maybe Sharmilaka will come, somebody will come. Okay, he says now that Nishchaya.
Her name suggests
Swamiji
that she has to
be loved. Madanika. Madanika. Yeah, that name, that shows very beautiful young lady. That is the name. Jutena tatkrutam me.
Jutena tatkrutam me.
Yat vihastam janasya sarvasya.
Yat vihastam janasya sarvasya.
Idanim prakata shirshaha.
Idanim prakata shirshaha.
Narendra margena viharishyami.
ఇదానీం
ప్రకట శీర్షో నరేంద్ర మార్గేణ విహరిష్యామి.
ఇదానీం ప్రకట శీర్షో నరేంద్ర మార్గేణ విహరిష్యామి.
Fearless. Vihastha means destroyed. It's sarvasya janasya vihastha.
Insulted.
Yeah, vihastha. Yeah, you say like that. Sarvasya janasya to everybody.
Vihastham.
A target of insult. So anybody can come and beat me with a, give a slap and insult me. That is the state I reached because of gambling. because Satika has beaten him, Jyotatara has beaten him, he has fallen on the road, they were still beating him. Anybody can beat me because of the gambling. And he has to hide here and there. But now he says, Idaniyam now,
Prakatashirshaha,
having the head high,
Narendra Markena,
by the king's way,
Viharishyami,
I will walk. Now from now on, I will walk, keeping the head high.
Prakatashirsha
can also be meaning. Prakatashirsha can also be with a head, shaven head.
Yes.
Could be. So, I will walk around. So, yeah. So, earlier he was afraid of the debtors. Therefore, he has to put the head like this and go like that. From now on, I will walk like this. Because all debts are also cleared, he doesn't own anything. But he says to Vasanta Sena, please remember, there used to be one gambler, Masyur. He became a sannyasi. All made possible because of Vasanta Sena. Okay. Hari Om Tat Sat. Please don't feel what I said about